Today's daf is Chul and daf Kuf Yud Dalid. We left off in daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We are about 5 lines from the end of the page. Itmar. We're discussing the parameters of basar b'chalav, trying to define what's basar and what's chalav in terms of basar b'chalav. So says the Gemara Itmar, ha-mevashel chelev b'chalav. If a person is mevashel chelev, the forbidden fats of an animal, together with chalav, so does chelev count as basar for basar b'chalav? Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yasi, it's machlokes Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yasi, chadam r'loka, v'chadam r'eino loka. One holds that you get malchus, the other one holds that you don't get malchus for the bishul. So lema b'haka miflgi, perhaps the root of their machlokas is the following. Demandi amar loka kosover isr chalal isr. The one that says you get malchus holds that even though you have a pre-existing isr of chelev, another isr of basar b'chalav could be chal on it. And that's why you're going to get malchus. But if you hold that you don't get malchus, then it's because you hold ein isr chalal isr, that since you already have a pre-existing isr of chelev, the isr of basar b'chalav is not going to be chal on the already existing isr of chelev. So the Gemara is going to suggest, no, there are three other possibilities of what they're actually arguing about. It may not be about whether isr chalal isr in general or not. So number one, the Gemara says, look, du kuli alma ein isr chalal isr. Maybe in general we hold ein isr chalal isr. So, which therefore should lead you to believe that you should not get malchus over here for being mevashel chelev b'chalav, because there's ein isr chalal isr. So what's the svara to say that you would get malchus? So achila dekuli amalo pligi de lo laki. So the Gemara says ein achinami. For eating it, everyone would agree, if you eat chelev and chalav, you don't get malchus, because it's already asr mishum the chelev. So there's no reason to assume that you're going to get a separate malchus for the isr basar b'chalav. Ki pligia bishul, but they argue about what if you're mevashel chelev and chalav. Mandi amar loka chadisuruhu. The one that says that you get malchus holds that being mevashel chelev and chalav is its own isr. Mandi amar enu loka, and the other meaning is it's an independent isr from the isr of achila. So the isr of achila, you're right, ein isr chalal isr. But the isr of bishul is a separate isr. So for the isr of bishul, you're going to get malchus because there's no isr of bishul of chelev, there's an isr of bishul of basar b'chalav. So you're only getting malchus mitam, the basar b'chalav. Uman diyamareinu loka, the one that says you don't get malchus, will say, lahachi afka rachmana la'achila b'lashon bishul. The Torah specifically talks about the isr achila of basar b'chalav in terms of bishul. The Torah says, lo sevashel gidi b'chalev imo, when it describes the isr of achila of basar b'chalav. Why? Kim dal achila lalaki, bishul nami lalaki. To tell you that the two are very much connected to each other. That if you're not going to get malchus on the achila because ein isr chalal isr, mele you're not going to get malchus on the bishul either. If you don't get malchus on one, you don't get malchus on the other. And that's why you're not going to get malchus over here, according to that one opinion, even on the bishul of chelev and chalav. Now, several issues come up over here. Number one, a lot of the achronim raise the question that the isr of basar b'chalav would apply even if you have a chatzi zayis of basar and a chatzi zayis of chalav. Now, the Gemara seems to be assuming over here that ein isr basar b'chalav chal al chelev, that the isr basar b'chalav can't be chal on the isr of chelev. If you hold ein isr chal al isr, well, what are you talking about? The isr of chelev is only if you have a full kezayis. So it's not only, you could have a case where you have a chatzi zayis of chelev and a chatzi zayis of chalav, where mitam the isra of chelev, you wouldn't get malchus because it's only chatzi shir. It's only because of the isra of basar b'chalav that you do get malchus, because there's an actual kezayis of basar b'chalav. And in that situation, the isra of basar b'chalav should be chal on the chelev, because the isra is chal on a chatzi shir. The Gemara says in Tosfos says in Masech Shavuos that a shavuos chal on a chatzi shir. So an isser, even if you'll an isser chal isser, an isser is going to be chal on a chatzi shir. So that's a major kasha that the Achronim raised. The Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva. The Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva in Yardea Simon Sadi Beis, that whenever there is an isser, that the whole idea that an isser could be chal on a chatzi shir, that's only if before the second isser comes along, the isser there wasn't an isser of the chaticha. Meaning the only isser the chaticha had was because of chazi litzarufe, was because, meaning the fact that chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, is because the chatzi shir, you just double it and it becomes a full shir. It's chazi litzarufe and can become a full shear by being combined with another chaticha. So al yidei the second iser, the iser it becomes asar on its own without any tziruf. But by chatzi zayis chelev that is cooked together with chalav, even after it's chalan at the iser of basar b'chalav, you're still not chayiv b'fnei atzmo. You still wouldn't be chayiv for it on its own. It's just that prior to being cooked with the chalav, it wasn't right to be mitzarif. It was right to be mitzarif with more chalav. Now it's right to be mitzarif even with a chatzi zayis of chalav. And on that, we don't say that iser is going to be chal and chatzi shir. I mean, fundamentally, the iser of basar b'chalav is different than the iser of chalav, and therefore we're not going to apply the normal rules of chatzi shir. Now, it happens to be the Chavos Das writes in Yardaya that be'emes, if a person is mevashel chatzi zayis chalav with chalav, he does get malchus mishum basar b'chalav because the iser is chal al chatzi shir. So he just takes the kasha and says, no, it's not a kasha. The Gemara just doesn't discuss this case. But in a chinami, if you have a chatzi zayis of chalav and a chatzi zayis of chalav, there still would be an issue of chatzi shir. Another issue that comes up. The Gemara again says that Achila, everyone agrees that you would not get Malkus because Ein Isser Chalal Isser. In fact, the Rambam paskins explicitly in Hilchos Me'achol Suras Perek Tes Halacha Vav that Hamavashel Basar Mesa Ochele V'Chiyotzi Behen B'Chalav Loka Al Bishulo Ve'Eino Loka Al Achilaso Mishum Basar B'Chalav. You get Malkus for the Bishul but not for the Achila. Why? She'Ein Isser Basar B'Chalav Chalal Isser Nevelo Isser Chalav She'Ein Kam if it's already aser ba'achila mitam chelev, it's not going to be aser ba'achila also mitam basar b'chalav. So Frecht Rabbi Akiva Eiger, wait a second. If you mevashel chelev b'chalav, even though the chelev is not aser mishum she'ein iser chalal iser, meaning the chelev is not going to become basar b'chalav because of ein iser chalal iser, what about the chalav in the equation? The chalav wasn't usher previously, so how can you say that it's not going to be included in basar b'chalav because ein iser chalal iser? The chalav should be usher because the chalav was never usher previously, right? The chalav itself should be usher. The Rambam himself holds tam of lo mamasha was only usher midrabanan. So don't tell me, well, the chalav now is tam of chalav, so it's usher mishum chalav. No, the chalav at the tam of lo mamasha, but only as tam of chalav, so it doesn't become chalav. It's just there's a problem of basar b'chalav. So that's the kasha that Rabbi Kiva Eiger asks. Now, that which is pasha to Rabbi Kiva Eiger, that on the chalav, the isra basar b'chalav is going to be chal, and that's why he asks that it should be chal even on the chalav, meaning isra kolel, meaning he said, well, that's what his real point is, that once it's chal on the chalav, mele it should be chal on the chalav also, because now it's an isra kolel. So mipashtus lashon gemara, it's mashma that if you mevashel chalav b'chalav, there's no isra basar b'chalav on either one. And the reason the Chassam Sofer explains is that anything that's not us, that the any time the basar is not going to be asr mishum basar b'chalav, so the chalav is also not going to be asr mishum basar b'chalav, because the Torah says lo svashal gedi b'chalav imo. So whenever there's no isr on the gedi, so on the chalav there's also not going to be an isr. So really the kasha doesn't get off the ground, meaning it's very difficult to understand what Rabbi Kiva Eiger is asking. He seems to be approaching it from the other side. I mean, the way the Chassam Sofer understands the Gemara's kasha is that, yeah, of course, mitam the chalav, it wouldn't be an issue of isr chalal isr. But the way basar b'chalav works is, if it can't be basar b'chalav on both of them, then it can't be basar b'chalav on either of them. So if basar b'chalav can't be chal on the chalav, memela it can't be chal on the chalav. So you can't go the other way and say, well, since it can be chalav the chalav, memela it's nisr chalav be chal on the chalav. No, basar b'chalav works in such a way where it has to be chal on both of them, and it's all or nothing. So if it can't be chal on both, it can't be chal on either one of them. So the Achronim do raise the question of why is there no Isser Basar B'Chalav on the Isser of Chalav if Basar B'Chalav is Asr Af Ba'anah, so it's an Isser Mosif. So Isser Kolel, okay, we got that out of the way. But what about Isser Mosif? The fact that Basar B'chalav adds a new element. There's an Isser Achila on Chelev. Basar B'chalav, you don't only have an Isser Achila, you have an Isser Hana'a as well. So that's a major discussion in the Achron. And the Shar HaMelech writes that Bishlam, according to the Rambam sheet in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Maseches Krisos in the third parak of Krisos, that the Isser Hana'a of Basar B'chalav is not considered an Isser Mosif, because the Isser Hana'a of Basar is Tali in the Achila, that you're never going to have an Isser Hana'a of Basar B'chalav without an Isser Achila. And therefore, so long as the Isser Achila can't, meaning Be'etzem Basar B'chalav is really an Isser Achila, it's just that it's such a strong Isra Achila that it includes an Isra Hana'a. So long as the Isra Achila can't be Chal, the Isra Hana'a can't be Chal. So that makes sense then. Then you understand why it's not an Isra Mosif. And also according to the Ritva and Tosos, that the Isra Hana'a is not considered an Isra Mosif, it's considered an Isra Chamor. So you understand such a Shita that the Isra Achila is not going to be Chal. But if you say like the Ran and the Ramban and others, that the Isra Hana'a is considered an Isra Mosif, that it's a totally separate Isra, so why is the Isser Basar B'chalav not Chal on the Isser of Chelev? After all, it's an Isser Mosif. So that's the kasha that the Achronim work on. And one other issue that comes up over here is the Gemara had made this comment that the Shita that holds you don't get Malkus on Basar B'chalav when you have Chelev and Chalav will say that since it says Lo Sevashel Gedi B'chalev Imo, so since you're not going to get Malkus on the Achila, you're not going to get Malkus on the Bishul either. Frek Tosos, Tap Tosfos, Tema, Ema Ipcha, Kedamar B'samach, like we're going to say in the second answer of the Gemara, Kivin Da Abishul Laki, Achila Nami Laki. Why is the starting point Achila? We say, oh, well, if you're not going to get Malkus on the Achila, because Einis Chal Isser, Memele, you're not going to get Malkus on the Bishul either. Why don't we say the other way? If you're going to get Malkus on the Bishul, Memele, you should get Malkus on the Achila also. Why are we working starting with the wrong starting point? And just to explain the Kasha, Rav Yosef Engel, Asfonda Araisa, and Klal Yud Ches, and the Ritva really says this explicitly also, so explains that the kasha is that once we paskin that in general whenever we have an option of being makish lekula or lechumra, the halacha is lechumra makshinan, right? That we always whenever we have a chance to make a hekish lechumra or lekula, we always choose the hekish lechumra. So here it is. You have a hekish between the Yisra Achila and the Yisra of Bishul because the Torah says the Yisra Achila in a lashon of Bishul. So you can either take it lekula and say, oh, since I'm not getting malchus on the Achila, I'm not going to get Malkus on the Bishul. Or you could take a Luchumra and say, since I am getting Malkus on the Bishul, I am getting Malkus on the Achila as well. So the rule should be, you go Luchumra. Whenever you have an option to take a Hekesh, Lekula, or Luchumra, the rule is you go Luchumra. So that's Tosa's real cash over here. Why don't we say that Luchumra Makshinad? So Rav Yosef Engel and Asfon Daraisa has a whole Maracha on what's the nature of that rule? That whenever you have an opportunity to be makish, lekula or lechumra, that you go lechumra. Is that midin safek? That whenever you have a safek, whether I should make a hekesh lekula or the hekesh is supposed to go lechumra, so mi safek, I take it lechumra? It's like a safek daraisa lechumra din? Or is it midin vade, that there's such a klal, that every hekesh has to go lechumra? That there's, that meaning every hekesh that's open is supposed to go lechumra. So Rav Yosef Engel proves from this Tosfos that it must be a din safek, not a din vadai. And he writes that the Prima Gadim says that, quoting from Prima Gadim, that the whole thing is mi din safek daraisa l'chumra. So when it comes to an iser, and I want to try to figure out, do I have an iser? So I have an option to an iser daraisa. I have an option to either go l'chumra or go l'kula. So safek daraisa l'chumra. I have to assume that the Torah is trying to tell me a chumra. But when the issue is about onesh, so we don't say suffik onesh l'chumra. We're always makel on a suffik onesh. When there's a suffik, whether you should get malchus. So we're makel on the suffik. So over here, the issue is not one of iser, it's usser anyway. The issue over here is, do you get malchus? It's an iser of onesh. And that's why the assumption is that you go l'kula. That even when you have the options to go to be makish l'chumra, be makish l'kula, so that's why we're going to be makish l'kula. And that's the way to be miyashev, Tosfos Kasha. kasha. So that's what Yosef Engel points out. You see that it must be a din in Safek, and that's the only way to be miyashiv the kasha of Tosfos. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. So again, we had a machlokas. When you have chelev and chalav and you're mevashal them together, do you get malchus? So first possibility, what they're arguing about, assuming that they're not arguing about whether isur chalav isur, is that everyone holds ein isur chalav isur, and they're only arguing about bishul. Achila, for sure, you're not going to get malchus because ein isur chal al isur. They're only arguing about bishul. Second understanding, v'yikadamri, a bishul kuliyam a low pligi dilaki. No, when it comes to bishul, everyone would agree you do get malchus because it's a separate isser. That's not an issue of isser chal isser. Chaylev has no isser of bishul. Basar b'chalav does have an isser of bishul. So of course, if you cook chaylev b'chalav, yes, you will get malchus. Ki pligi achila, they're arguing about the isser achila. Madi amrein aloka da'ein isser chal isser. The one that says you don't get malchus will say ein isser chal al isser, and that's why you don't get malchus. Madi amrein aloka, the one that says you do get malchus, lahach yafka rachman ala achila b'lashon bishul, kiven da bishul laki, achila nami laki. This is what Tosfos is referring to. The Gemara now turns around and says that since the Torah formulates the isser of achilas basar b'chalav in a lashon of bishul, it's there to teach you that whenever you would get malchus on the bishul, mimele you get malchus on the achila as well. Meaning, the Torah makes a hekish, and we're assuming it's l'chumra. We're assuming that you would get malchus on the achila as well. So that is the second way of understanding the machlokas. Third way of understanding the machlokas, v'yiba yiseima mara morchada u'mara morchada v'lo pligi. Maybe there's no machlokas at all. Maybe Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Yassi, they talk about you mix chelev and chalev. One of them says you get malchus, one of them says you don't, because one of them is talking about bishul, and one of them is talking about achila. That if one says, the one that says you get malchus holds, yeah, if you cook chelev and chalev, you get malchus for that, because there's no isser chalel isser issue, since there's no isser of bishul on chelev. And the one that says that you don't get malchus is talking about eating chelev and chalev, that since it's already asr mitam chelev, ein isser chalel isser, so it's not going to be asr mitam basar b'chalav. So period, that's the three possibilities of understanding this machlokas. That the third one is that it's not a machlokas at all. So meisvei frek the Gemara hamavashel b'mei chalav pater. If a person is mevashel meat in whey, he doesn't use milk, pure milk. He takes out all the fat from the milk and it's just whey, so he's going to be pater. Dam shebishlu b'chalav pater. If you cook dam and chalav, it's pater. Dam does not have a din of basar, obviously. Hat samos va'gidim va'karnayim va'talpayim shebishlan b'chalav pater. Similarly, bones and sinews and horns and hooves that are cooked together with chalav also don't have a din of basar, and you're going to be pater. Ha'pigul va'anosar va'tamei shebishlan b'chalav chayiv. But if you're mevashel meat that is usher for a variety of reasons, it's pigul, it's nosar, it's tameh, whatever it is, tameh meaning non-kosher, whatever it is, any of these things that you are mevashel, actually I'm not sure, tameh might mean tameh, any of these things that you're mevashel with chalav, you're going to be chayev. And what's the point, says Rashi, alma afal gavda asiri v'kaimi, Asi iser basar b'chalav v'chayel alayu. We see that even though there's a pre-existing iser, the Yisr of Basar B'chalav is going to be Chal in that pre-existing Yisr. What did we just say? We had a Machlok Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi, when you have Chaylev and Chalav, can you get Malchus on it? And we suggested that everyone would hold Ein Yisr Chal Al Yisr. And we even suggested that maybe when it comes to Achila, according to two of the approaches, when it comes to Achila of the Chaylev and Chalav, for sure you're not going to get Malchus because Ein Yisr Chal Al Yisr. There's already a pre-existing Yisr. And yet over here, what do you see? By pre-existing Yisurim, like pigul nosar v'tameh, and you now cook it with chalav, it's you're going to be chayiv, even though it's a pre-existing iser. So says the Gemara, yeah, haitana sover iser chalal iser. The author of that brisa that says that you do get malchus holds iser chalal iser, but in a chenami, if you hold ein iser chalal iser, then you would not get malchus. Now, Tulsus writes over here that that which the Gemara says that Yimavashal b'meichal of pater, that's only a dinda oraisa. Mida oraisa your pater when Yimavashal b'meichal of, but it's still going to be osir midrabanan. And the Raya Tulsus says in the second Tulsus is from the fact that the Gemara previously, when it was discussing nat bar nat and was discussing mixing things that have fleisha gatam with milchigs, what was the example of a milchig dish that we kept on giving? Kutach. And what do they make kutach with? Nisyuve de chalba, Tosfos says, which is whey, which is mechalav, or at least Tosfos assumes that the two are synonymous, and therefore Tosfos says, you see, clearly there is some sort of iser of mixing basar with whey, with nisyuve de chalva, so with mechalav. So Tosfos says, it's got to be asr midrabanan, otherwise the Gemara would not have given that as the example. What emerges from Tosfos that Nesuvei Dechalva and Mechalav are the same thing. However, there are many Rishonim that hold that Kutach and Nesuvei Dechalva are two separate things. The Rush writes that Nesuvei Dechalva is Asur Min HaTorah, Mechalav is after they take out from the milk any substance whatsoever, all of the Ochel, after they make the cheese and they're Mevashel the Chalav and the Ochel is floating at the top of the ochel comes to the top, and all you have is mayim bialma, that's mechalav, and that's only asur midrabanan. But meaning he still holds it's asur midrabanan, but he says that that's different than what they would make kutach out of. Kutach is actually chalav d'oraisa, the Rush holds. Now, in Rabbi Kiviger's Hagos on the Shulchan Aruch, he raises the question, he says, bein l'shitas ha-tosos, bein l'shitas ha-rush, that it's asur midrabanan to be mevashel b'mechalav. Since it's only asur midrabanan, so why is this any different than basur chayeva of, which are only asur midrabanan, and therefore are mutter and bishul and hana'a? Meaning, what's the Gemara saying? That if you mevashel basar in mechalav, it's pater, but say all the rishonim, asur midrabanan. To be mevashel, even without eating it. Now, basar chayeva of is also only basar midrabanan. Doesn't count as basar for basar b'chalav mida oraisa, at least according to the Tanaim that we paskin like. And yet we say, because of that, there's no iser of bishul, of chicken and milk together. The iser is only one of achila. So ask Rabbi Kiviger, why the difference? Why, when the basar is basar midrabanan, so we say, oh, it's only nisra achila. It's no isser of hana and bishul. Yet when the chalav is chalav midrabanan, all of a sudden there's nisra of hana and bishul. So where did that come from? So Rabbi Kiviger quotes from the Teferis Lamoshe, who's miyashi, that basar chayva of are Pashut, not basar at all. They don't even come from basar. They're a totally separate entity. Basar means basar behema. Mechalav is part of the milk. It's an ingredient in the milk. It was extracted from the milk. And therefore, its association with milk is much closer than basar chayva of's association with basar behema. And that's why it's included in the Yisra of Bishl and the Yisra of Hana as well. Okay, Vaitu in the Gemara. Mvashal b'mechalav pater. So he said, if you're mvashal b'mechalav, you pater. Mesayel el Reish Lakish. There's a riot Reish Lakish. Titnan. Mechalav arein kechalav, that mechalav has the din of chalav, v'mochal areu kishemen, and the sediment that comes out of the juices that come out of the olives are like shemen. Amrei shlakish l'shanu l'hach shiras hazra'im, avlin bishul basar mechalav, mechalav einu kechalav. And Reish Lakish comments, that's only when it comes to hechshel l'kabal tumma, the seven liquids that are machshel l'kabal tumma, yad shachatam, so included in the category of chalav is mechalav, but not in regards to basar mechalav. In regards to basar mechalav, mechalav does not count as chalav. Tan Rabbanan, b'chalev imo, any other b'chalev imo, b'chalev part of a rachel minayin. From the Torah, it only says that it's also to be mevashel a gedi b'chalev imo, a kid in its mother's milk, which implies that in the milk of a goat. How do I know that if you cook meat in milk of a cow or milk of a rachel, how do I know that that's also an isra basar b'chal midaraisa? Samar kal v'chomer. The Gemara says, well, it's a simple kal v'chomer. Uma imo shalo nesra imo b'harva'a, nesra imo b'bishulo, if there's no isra of klayim of mating two like kinds of animals, and yet it's usur to cook the meat and the milk of two like kinds, meaning of two goats, you can't have goat meat and goat milk cooking together, even though you're allowed to mate a goat and a goat, right? By imo, we don't mean literally its mother. We mean that the min of its mother. So par v'rachel shenesru imo b'harva. So to cook goat meat in cow milk, where it's even usher to be marvia, it's even usher to mate a cow and a goat. It's an issur of klayim. Einu dinshin esrim ol bebishulah. So we see that that combination is much more toxic, and therefore, of course, it's going to be usher to be mevashel goat meat in cow milk. Meaning, if even in situations where mating two different animals is mutter, we don't allow the meat and the milk of those two animals. So in situations where mating two animals is usher, it shows that the combination is all the more toxic. Of course, we're not going to allow the meat and the milk of those two animals. So that's where you see that you're not allowed to cook in the chalav of para. So tamalama bechalev imo. Plus the pasuk says bechalev imo. So says Gemara v'lam likra ha'asile. What was that last tamalomer about? You already had a kalvachomer. What do you need a pasuk to teach me that part is included? So I'm Ravashi Mishum Dikal the Meimer Meikar Didina Pircha. No, because you could have slugged up the kalvachomer on the first half of the kalvachomer. You could have slugged it up. Meikar Rashi says, I never knew this. Whenever it says Meikar Didina, Rashi says it means the first half of the kalvachomer. That every kalvachomer has two halves. That just like over here, so too over here. So Meikar Didina means the just like over here is the problem. That it's a pircha on the first half of the kal v'chomer. Meicha k'maisis l'me'imo. What was the basis of our kal v'chomer? From the mother, that a gedi in its own mother's milk. So mali imo shekei nasri imo b'shchita. Well, its mother has a separate isser, that it's a separate chumra. You're not allowed to shecht the kid and the mother on the same day, because in isser of also espino. So tomer b'parda shalom nasri imo b'shchita. So maybe that's what gives birth to the chumra of basa b'chalav. But by a para, where you have milk of a para and meat of a gedi, where there's no isser of shchita of the two animals on the same day, maybe there's no isser of basa b'chalav either. So tamalomer b'chalev imo. That's what the extra words b'chalev imo are there to teach me, that it's still aser. Tanya idoch, we have another brayso, so b'chalev imo yin liyal b'chalev imo b'chalev achoso gedola minayin. How do I know it's b'chalev achoso gedola? Now there are two ways to understand achoso gedola. Achoso gedola might mean a larger type of animal, or achoso gedola might literally mean just achoso gedola, its older sister, an animal that was born from that mother in a previous year. So let's assume the literal sense. So amrit kavachomer. So we say it's a simple kavachomer. Uma imo shenichnasim ol didilis aser nesri imo b'bishul. The mother of an animal might be included in the same year's meiser behem as the child, because an animal under a year old may already have a baby, so it may be included in the same meiser behema collection as the child, and yet it's also to be mvashal them together. So a case of achoso, which again we're defining achoso gedola as being born a previous year, so therefore it's not even included in the same meiser behema cheshbin. There's so much less of a like kind, so all the more so it should be also to be mvashal the milk of one with the meat of the other. So tamalomer bechalevimo. Plus you have the pasuk bechalevimo. So again, frankly, more valam likra haasile. We already had a kavul. What are we adding with the pasuk? Again, you could have said that the kal v'chomer doesn't get off the ground, because the basis of the kal v'chomer is the assumed relationship between the gedi and its imo and its aim. Well, mali imo shekein nasri imo b'shchita. The aim and the gedi have a built-in chumra, namely the yisra v'osav espino. Tomer ba'achos ha'gedola shalom nasri imo b'shchita. Achos ha'gedola, you don't have that built-in chumra. There is no yisra v'shchita of achos ha'gedola with the animal on the same day. So tamalomer b'chalev imo. That's why I need the pasuk. So ashkan achos ha'gedola. Achos ha'katana minayin. Yeah, good. So that teaches me about achos ha'gedola. How do I know achos ha'katana is also included in the yisra? So asimi benaya, we learned it from its sadashave. Mehe tesi, tesi me imo. What, you want to derive achos ha'katana directly from imo? Well, mali imo shekei nasri imo b'shchita. You can't derive it directly from imo because imo has a chumra of osav espino. Achos gedola tochiach. But guess what? Achos gedola doesn't have that chumra, and yet it's still aser to cook a meat in the milk of its achos gedola. So mala achos gedola shlo nukusim eladirus aser. But you might say, well, wait a second, achos gedola cannot be the source for the isra of achos ketana, because achos gedola is not related enough to the animal to even be included in the same meiser behema cheshbin. So imo tochiach. Well, neither imo is included in the same meiser behema cheshbin, and it's still aser. So you see that's not the deciding factor. So v'chazar adin lo rizak rizev lo rizak rizet sar shavshben shu basar va'aser levash. Mashal B'Chalav, what's the Tzad HaShava between Achilsa Gedola and Imo? Both of them are an issue of Basar being cooked together with Chalav. Afaniyavi Achilsa Ketana, Shum Basar, Mashal Mashal B'Chalav. So to Achilsa Ketana is an issue of Basar B'Chalav. So that's where we learn Achilsa Ketana from. Frakta Gemara, Yachi Achilsa Gedola Nami Tesimi B'Naya. Well, why don't we learn Achilsa Gedola from Imo and Achilsa Ketana? Meaning, why don't we learn it from a Tzad HaShava of Imo and Achilsa Ketana? Says, where are Enochinami? El B'chalev Imo Lamali. Yeah, you're right. So you know what B'chalev Imo is coming to teach me? Mi bai le lechadetani for the following brisa. B'chalev Imo. Ainli el B'chalev Imo. He atzma b'chelba minayin. I only know from B'chalev Imo that it's usher to cook basar in some other animal's milk. How do I know I can't cook the basar of an animal in its own milk? Amr kavachomer. So we say kavachomer. Uma b'makom shelo ne'asar pri impri. When in a situation where two offspring are not allowed to, are not asr bishchita, meaning if you have two offspring of the same mother, they're allowed to be shechted together on the same day. There's no isr of osov es achiv, osov es achoso. There's only an isr of osov es beno. So two offspring, two products of an original source, are mutter to be shechted together, yet ne'esar priyama aim bishchita, yet the product and its offspring, the product and its source, are not allowed to be shechted together. So we see that the isser of a product and its source is more serious than the isser of two products of the same source. Basically what the Gemara is trying to say is, what are you more closely associated with? What are you more, what's more chamor? Your mother or your brother? Right? Meaning the isser of, in regards to the isser of shechita, we assume that the relationship between the product, the child, and its source, the parent, is considered to be much more chamor than the isser of shechita, than the issue of shechita when it comes to two siblings, because there is no issue of shechita when it comes to two siblings. So makom shenes are pri and pri. So in a halacha where we're even going to be machmir with two offspring, with two siblings, bishul, when it comes to bishul, meaning if you're not allowed to cook, you're not allowed to cook meat and milk, meat of one animal and milk of its sibling together, ein odin shnesar priim ha'im bibishul. So for sure, the priim ha'im is asur bishul, right? I would know automatically that it's asur to cook a kid in its mother's milk, because as we said, that's more chamer. The relationship between mother and offspring is more chamer. Tamalomar b'chalevimo. Plus, you have a pasuk b'chalevimo. So again, frek the Gemara. Halamali kra. Ha'asila. You just proved with the kal v'chomer that you're not allowed to have meat of the offspring with the milk of the mother. Why do I need the pasuk? So the Gemara is going to say four suggestions of why the kal v'chomer may have been bad, and that's why I needed a pasuk. Suggestion number one: Amar Rav Achdavi Barami Mishum Di'ik Lemeimar Suspen Susya Achi Preda Yochiach. What if you have a horse whose half brother is a mule, and they both come from a susya? So sha'asur pri and pri, the two offspring are asur with each other. Umutter pri ma'aim, but you see the pri ma'aim is going to be mutter with each other. So you see that the kal v'chomer originally was problematic, because don't tell me that it's always more dangerous and always more chamor when you talk about offspring with the parent, with the source. Over here in this situation, the sus and susya are a like min, they're the same min, and therefore it would be mutter to interbreed, not literally with its mother, but with the min of its mother, and it wouldn't be okay to interbreed with the two siblings. So says the Gemara, that's not a good raya. Hasam zera avdu hudakagarim. Over there, the whole problem is the zera ha'av got mixed in. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's offspring versus mother-child relationship. It has to do with the fact that the zera ha'av ruined the sibling. Da pered ben susya achi preda yochiach. What if you have a pered ben susya that's achi preda? Shemutter pri and priva. Also, priyama'im. In that situation, the two offspring are allowed to be with each other, meaning and the priyama'im would be usher. So that has nothing to do with the relationship of mother versus relationship of sibling. Ella says Gemara, second try. What's the problem with the kal v'chomer? Ella amar mar bereid ravina mishum dika lemeimar eved ben shivcha achim shuchreres yochiach. What if you have an eved, the son of the shivcha, and the brother of a freed maid servant? That should be the raya. Shasa priyam pri. The eved is not allowed to be with the mishuchreres, but umutar priyama aim. But an eved is allowed to be with a shivcha. So you see that the chumrah of priyama aim is not such a chumrah over here. It's more kal with the aim. Says the Gemara again, same rejection. Hasam get shichru to kugarim. Over there, it's an outside factor that asers the pri and pri. It's not the relationship of pri and pri that makes it aser. It's an outside factor, namely that the sibling got to get shichrur. The eved ben mishucharis achi shivcha yuchiach shemut pri and pri vaser pri ma'im. And I'll give you an example. If you have an eved, the son of a mishuchareres, and the brother of a shivcha who's still in servitude, so then it's mutter pri and pri. Then the siblings are mutter, but pri ma'im is going to be aser. So it's nothing to do with the relationship. It's just about where did the get shichrur come in. So Ella says Gemara, third chance to try to blow up this kal v'chomer. Ella maravi diberav mishum diikal meimar kilei zroim yochichu. Klayim of Zraim should be mochiach. Why? Shasar pri and pri, umutter pri and ma'im. You're not allowed to plant, two different kinds of chitim and adashim together with each other, but they both come from the same soil. You're allowed to plant chitim in the soil, and you're allowed to plant adashim in the soil. So it's also pri and pri, but mutter pri and ma'im, the aim being the soil. So says Gemara, no, klum nesar pri and pri, ela al yedei ha'aim. No, over there, the aim is that the soil is what promotes the iser. It's what gives birth to the iser. So don't tell me that the relationship to the mother is more kal than the relationship with the offspring or with the products of that mother. Over here, the mother's what facilitates the iser. How do I know the mother's what facilitates the iser? Take away the soil, and do you have any iser of mixing adashim? You want to make a salad of chitim and adashim. Is there any iser? Absolutely no iser. The whole iser is only facilitated by the presence of the soil. You put chitim and sa'orim in a jar, and that's totally fine. There's no problem with that. The whole iser is only in planting them together in soil. So that rejection of the kal v'chomer also fails. So says Gemara, finally, the rejection that's going to work. Why is the kal v'chomer faulty? Again, the kal v'chomer that seemed to assume that a pre-im-aim relationship is much more chomor, toxic, dangerous than a pre-im-pre relationship. Why is that a faulty assumption? Elam Ravashim Shavdika Lameimar Mala pre-im-pre Shekein Shnei Gufim Toma B'pre-im-aim Shekein Guf Echad. No, the difference is the pre-im-pre are two separate gufim. They're two separate they're two separate bodies, whereas the pre-im-aim come from the same body, meaning they both come from the mother. The milk and the meat of the baby are both from the same guf. Mishum hachi itzrich krud. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that even though they have that close relationship, and therefore you would think they're more likely to be mutter with each other because they come from the same place, still I need a pasuk to tell me. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that the rasser and the kal v'chomer does not suffice. Now the Gemara starts a very important discussion. Amar Rav Ashi, minayin lebasar b'chalav shasar b'achila. Where does it ever say in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat basar b'chalav? So it keeps telling me not to cook. Lo sevash al didi b'chalav imo. Where does it ever say not to eat basar b'chalav? So we already know the answer that the Gemara is going to give eventually, so we're a little jaded, but pretend you don't know anything. So the Gemara says, oh, where does it say it? Shnemar lo sochal kol toeva. Unbelievable, the Gemara says. Nothing to do with the words lo sevash al didi b'chalav imo. It says lo sochal kol toeva. Anything that you know is a problematic, toxic mixture, you're not allowed to eat. Meaning, what's the problematic toxic mixture? Basar and chalav are a problematic mixture in terms of bishul. Mimele, you see that God doesn't like something about that mixture because He doesn't allow you to cook them together. So we apply a rule called Shatafti Lacharei B'Val Tochal. Any that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you is a Taweva, mimele, you can't eat it together. Veinli Ela B'Achila, good, so that's where I know the Yisra Achila from. That's fine, the Gemara says, till it rejects it later on. Bahana Minayin, how do I know that there's Nisra Noah Basar B'Chalav? So Kedrabi Avo, Dom Rebbe Var Lazar, Kal Makam Shem Leochal, Losochlu, Echad Yisra Achila, Vechad Yisra. Anytime it says it's, the Torah uses the term lo yochal, lo socha, lo sochlu, any of those terms, it always means both an Isra Achila and an Isra Na. By Basar B'Chalav, where did it say lo sochal? Lo sochal kol toeva. Kol toeva meant anything that the Torah already tells you is a problematic mixture, namely Basar B'Chalav. So that lo sochal not only includes an Isra Achila, it includes an Isra Na as well. Unless the Torah specifically tells you that there's a type of hana'a that's mutter, the general assumption is that it's asr. Where do we find the Torah specifically say that a type of hana'a is mutter with something that's asr to eat? By nevela. It says, L'ger bin asina, u'lo'avi kochavim b'mechira. That if you want to get rid of your nevela, you can give it to a ger toshav, or you could sell it to a guy. That both of those ways of getting rid of nevela are totally mutter. So even though mechira to a guy is hana'a, you're allowed to get that kind of hana'a because the Torah specifically said it. But the fact that the Torah tells it to us is an indication that had the Torah not told it to us, the assumption is that there's both an isra achila as well as an isra hana'a. Now tomorrow, I guess we'll start going through the brisa of how we know l'ger ben asina l'vikachavim b'mechira and the machlok is about how to understand that. Okay, we'll try to catch up tomorrow. Shorter shear tomorrow. Yeah, okay.